on Power FM, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. President Hakainde Hichilema assented Bill 7 into law. Parliament passed the Constitutional Amendment Bill Number 7. In international news, M23 announced exit from DRC, Uvira, as U.S. brokered ceasefire stutters. In sports football, Morocco won Arab Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront Aaron Labo News every day, my name is Viola Truma. The National Assembly has passed the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 after the bill secured the required two-thirds majority vote from members of Parliament. The bill, which seeks to amend 13 specific clauses of the Constitution, passed with amendments to some clauses. A total of 135 members of Parliament voted yes during the third reading of the bill, with one voting no or being absent. Speaking of the National Assembly, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, ruled that the two-thirds majority requirement had been satisfied. In accordance with parliamentary procedure, the bill will now be submitted to President Hakainde Hichilema for assent. Parliament has since adjourned. In another development on Tuesday, Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga warned that the continued negative perception of the Catholic Church is bad for the country, emphasizing that the Church is not imposing any plans aimed at regime change, but rather standing with Zambians who, he says, are vulnerable to some national issues such as Bill 7. Father Mapulanga told Parafilm News that it is regrettable that the Catholic Church is now seen as a threat by the current government, given that the Church spoke against the injustices against the UPND when it was weak during the time in opposition. He clarified that the Church has always stood up for the vulnerable and will continue to do so, and that it is incorrect for the government to view the Catholic Church negatively because it simply speaks the same language as the opposition on issues that appear to threaten the country's democracy and people's livelihoods.
After the pronouncement and upon verification of documents,
and from this, so we are normally perceived negatively, and especially with our political parties gaining power, then they look at us as a negative force. But we are the ones who support them when they are weak, and we remain there. They go further, they gain power, but we still remain with the people. And that's why people don't really understand that we stand for this. When they are in the opposition and we speak almost like the same language, it's not that we are supporting them as an opposition, but we are supporting the underprivileged. We just speak the same language. Themselves, they are looking for power. They gain that power. And then they see that we continue doing what we are doing. And this is what is happening even today. We see Oasis Forum, as Catholics, we are members of Oasis Forum. The leadership of the Catholic Assembly, the process that is taken is not good. It needs to be perfected.
In the meantime, Father Mapulanga cautioned that next year's general election could spark unprecedented political tension in the country if the former ruling party, the Patriotic Front, is not on the ballot next year, urging a quick resolution to the power vacuum in the party. He said his warning does not support the opposition, but a call for introspection to have a formidable opposition ahead of the 2026 general election for the good of democracy in the country. He said the ongoing leadership crisis with the Patriotic Front has weakened the party, which he emphasized should have been in the forefront to provide checks and balances to the UPND government, adding the situation in former ruling party is concerning.
We need to be proactive. We need to look at this thing carefully. Every election brings some tension. Even this one may have some tension, and especially when it comes to opposition, if the confusion in PF, let's say, is not sorted out, that may have some repercussions maybe. If let's say PF is not on the ballot paper, it may not be good. But we are supposed to be proactive and be hopeful that nothing bad will happen in that way. We want to see that the opposition is strong. When the opposition is strong, democracy becomes much better. If the opposition is very weak, then it will be very bad. And everyone understands that. We are not supporting the opposition, but we want the opposition to be strong to improve our democracy.
In a dramatic development on Wednesday, the ruling United Party for National Development dropped Timothy Katenga as his candidate for the Chawama constituency by-election and replaced him with Morgan Munda following an eligibility review. The decision came less than 24 hours after Mr. Katenga was adopted. Addressing in Osaka on Wednesday, UPND chairperson for elections, Gary Nkombo, said the reversal followed a verification process conducted after the initial announcement was made. Mr. Nkombo explained that it was established that Mr. Katenga does not technically qualify to contest as he is a new voter who only registered in the constituency in December this year. The ruling party the other day adopted Katenga as its candidate, expressing confidence that it would secure victory in the forthcoming poll through.
And after the pronouncement, and upon verification of documents, we then discovered that he is indeed a voter, but only registered in December last year, which means he is not contained. His name is not contained on the current voter's roll, which in itself presents a disqualification. So we would like to send a message to our people, first of an apology for the oversight on my office's part. And we spoke with the candidate, and he graciously bowed down, and that's why he's here this afternoon to offer solidarity to the next person that we have settled for from the pool of very, very credible candidates that you saw yesterday. At this juncture, allow me now to announce officially the